eating healthy, living healthy, being healthy. This is the Holistic Keto Goddess Podcast, a podcast focused on holistic wellness and teaching you about incorporating the keto diet and lifestyle changes to achieve an energetic balance, teaching you how to live now so you don't struggle to live later. And now, your host, Jessica Ancaya.
Chakra balance for your health. So how long have you been following the keto diet? Has it been 2 or maybe even 3 years? Are you still struggling with different inflammation woes such as chronic pain? You may have thought by now that you should be feeling better since you are on a diet that decreases inflammation. Yes, a keto diet does help with this by fueling your mitochondria, but it is just not good enough by itself. You still have to do things to help achieve energetic balance to help align your chakras. Did you know that the keto diet may even help with energetic balance, which will in turn align your chakras? When I talk about energetic balance, I speak of your chakras or energy centers. It turns out that these little energy centers are essential to your well-being and are wonderful nutrients for your soul. Often, we get so caught up in following a particular diet or this type of exercise or going to the gym, and we fail to take time to acknowledge how we are actually affected on an energetic basis. We don't worry about how we feel about a certain event, a certain person, or if we feel insecure or powerless. We think, oh, these are just emotions and they aren't going to affect me. How can they affect my health? Well, that is not true. Turns out that these emotions that you feel will absolutely affect your health. In this podcast, I am going to get you up to speed on why a keto diet alone is not enough for you to achieve wellness. First, let's talk about the chakras and how they are relevant. Depending on your knowledge base, you may not know what a chakra really is or what the main function is for the body. Maybe you didn't realize that the incorporation of keto diet and chakra balance are crucial for your health. Maybe you thought it was somewhat hokey. I think that the main objectives in my blog is to open up the people to the chakras. I don't want people to think that it's associated with a religion or being a hippie or anything like that. There's no label associated with the chakra. It is a necessity to know for your life. What are chakras? So, as I mentioned earlier, your chakras are little energy centers in the body. The majority of the time, we address 7 different chakras. However, I have seen that there are more. Today, I'm going to talk about the 7 of them. I don't know if you realize this or not, but like I was saying before, these chakras are so closely tied to your health. If they are not in balance, they could lead to mental disorders or even disease. If you are experiencing any emotional issues or health problems, you may have blocked chakra. When I first learned that disease or even cancer can manifest if a chakra is left unattended to, it was a huge wake-up call for me. It was at that point I realized that I needed to pay attention to these little energy centers in my body. The 7 major chakras, which means wheel in Sanskrit, are energy centers within the body. We focus on these major 7, the root chakra, spleen, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. These chakras can be visualized as spinning wheels of energy that can become slow, sluggish, or blocked. The ability for energy to flow freely within the chakras affects us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We can learn to sense blockages by creating awareness of our own energy, physical sensations, and emotional states. So how do you balance these chakras? So now that I have done a brief overview of the 7 different chakras, I'm going to talk briefly about balancing. So far on my blog, I have written about 3 articles. I started at the base of the spine with the root chakra, and then I did an article on the sacral, and not too long ago, I did one on the solar plexus chakra. If you would like to learn more about balancing these three specific, then I recommend that you read these. I plan on posting more articles and even podcasts in the future. When it comes to balancing these little energy centers, you can incorporate things such as meditation into your life or yoga. That's what I do. I have found that meditation and yoga are wonderful balancing tools. It is also good to incorporate colors or even foods to help balance. I like different colored stones and essential oils, which help to align my chakras. Each chakra is associated with a color, food, and a mantra that is involved with it. For example, if you are wanting to balance your root chakra, then focus on a mantra such as I am safe, or eat root vegetables such as sweet potatoes or carrots and wear red. That's just an example of that chakra, which is the root chakra. Personally, I think that even praying to God can help balance your chakras, or whoever else it is you pray to in your religion. If you do pray, I still think it is also very beneficial to try to incorporate some of the appropriate colored stones, foods, or oils that are specific to the chakra where you feel is off. So how do you know when your chakras need a good balance? Personally, I have gotten to the point where I can tell exactly which chakra may be off. For example, I know my root chakra is off if I have safety concerns related to what the future holds in our world. In this case, when I meditate, I use essential oils that are tailored toward this root chakra, such as myrrh, vetiver, sandalwood, patchouli, and spikenard. I purchased the chakra set, which I have the link available in the transcript of this podcast. It includes 7 essential oil blends and 7 chakra stones that you can use to achieve balance. You can also find this on my recommendations page under chakra balance. Once you learn which feelings are associated with each chakra, then you will slowly be able to tell which one is in balance or not. For another example, feelings of loss of willpower are associated with your solar plexus chakra. So for instance, if you noticed a lot of waking recently, well, your solar plexus chakra may be off. Let's say you have been dieting and doing all these things to lose weight, but have not addressed the willpower aspect, then you will not lose weight. If you would like to read more on this, please refer to my solar plexus chakra article. In there, I have weight loss and willpower tied to balance of your solar plexus chakra. The important thing when learning which chakra you need to balance is to be patient with yourself, as this may take time. You first have to learn which emotions are associated with which chakra is out of balance. Once you learn that, you will have a better ability to tell which chakra will need to be balanced. This takes time, but believe me, it will come. When I was still learning this, I used tools online such as a chakra quiz to help me. You can go to yogapedia.com and they have one there that is really good. So far, you can just go to the chakra articles that I have posted on my blog thus far. Another good resource is a book called Chakra Healing, and this also can be found under my recommendations page in Chakra Balance. So how exactly is the keto diet relevant to chakra balance when it comes to your health? First, let's review the keto diet and see how it is relevant to our moods. The ketogenic diet is a low-carb diet that substantially changes the energetic matrix of the body, including the brain. Preclinical studies, case reports, and case series have demonstrated antidepressant and mood stabilizing effects of the ketogenic diet. When you choose to go keto, it is a wise choice and it will benefit you in many ways. So not only does it help with weight loss, but it turns out it's very advantageous for your brain. Time after time, it is evident that the keto diet will help elevate your mood and improve your energy levels. I have noticed that when I am following a strict keto diet, where I'm staying 50 net carbs or under, I feel more optimistic and seem to have a better outlook on life. Overall, I feel as if the keto diet may help to set the stage to help you open up your chakras. I think that the mood stabilizing effects from it may serve to make you feel happier and thus more motivated to want to help stabilize your chakras. There have been times when I have strayed from a keto diet and have eaten sugar. I must admit, I am human, but I feel like every time I do it, I say, I don't want to do that again. I must say that it makes me feel more negative when I do this, and almost even contributes to me having more of a negative perspective on life. It's amazing how different sugar can make you feel. Due to that feeling, I just avoid it altogether. I don't need anything in life that is going to make me feel worse. We already have a lot to deal with nowadays, if you know what I mean. Now it is important to realize to incorporate chakra-specific foods along with a keto diet. For example, to help balance the root chakra, it is important to incorporate eating root vegetables, such as sweet potatoes or carrots. These foods are higher carbohydrates, but it is still crucial to incorporate these into your diet. As a general rule, you follow a strict keto diet for around 3 weeks or 30 days, and then add in these types of carbs maybe twice a week if you want. Please refer to my Keto Carb Cycling article regarding this information. So as you can see, the keto diet and chakra balance go hand in hand. A lot of times people fail to address this. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of us get so caught up in that perfect diet, which in my world is the keto diet, or the perfect exercise or perfect supplement. We don't think about how we are affected on an energetic level or if our chakras are in balance. Okay, so far, are you intrigued to learn about the keto diet and chakra balance for your health? If you're wondering if there's a perfect time to start keto, think again. I have seen many people just dive right in. There are some common rules for the keto diet, but they are pretty easy to follow. Prior to starting, I highly recommend you purchase either a Keto Mojo monitor or a keto breath sensor. Both are highly effective methods for monitoring your ketones. Also, remember with keto, it is imperative to do your initial 3 weeks or 30 days of 50 net carbs or less. After that, if you want, you can start to add in more carbs at least a few days a week and start cycling in your carbs. If you want to stay in this initial phase for longer, then that is fine too. Just remember that certain foods with higher carbs, such as sweet potatoes or mangoes, have essential nutrients, so you should eventually include those in your diet every now and then. It does not have to be every week. Please refer to my article titled Six Things You Should Know About Carb Cycling on Keto for more information. Now I'm going to talk about my wake-up call regarding the chakras. For the longest time, I thought I have to eat this or I have to do this to be healthy or have to take this supplement. But I woke up a year ago and realized that I needed to incorporate the keto diet with chakra balance for my health. This is after I saw a naturopath in my town that I live in, and he did an electrodermal screen test on me. After he did this, I realized that my organs were being highly affected on an energetic level. Also with this electrodermal screen, he looked at my chakras, which were out of balance. So how is this important? Well, a lot of times before disease manifests physically, it will show up energetically on the electrodermal screen test. And it will also show that your chakras are out of balance. So this type of tool that he used on me was very beneficial because he could use homeopathic remedies. And he told me about lifestyle interventions such as meditation or yoga to help balance my chakras. As a nurse practitioner, I felt very intrigued by this, because I learned there's more to disease prevention than supplements, diet, or exercise. Yes, these are extremely important, but what is also crucial is our chakra balance via emotions. That is when I decided to incorporate more peace in my life by adding yoga and meditation. ever since I have done that, it has helped me tremendously, and I've noticed that some of my ailments have subsided. So that is why I am here, and that is what has inspired me to write a blog. I wanted to educate people on the chakra system, along with the incorporation of the keto diet and numerous other things to help achieve that holistic balance and wellness that you are looking for. I encourage you to refer to my Start Here page. I have the 7 steps to achieving wellness, and that is a great place for you to begin your wellness journey. I am here as a mentor, and I want to impart my knowledge that I have to the world. Please follow me on my blog, sign up for my email list. We are all in this together. Thank you.
This has been the Holistic Keto Goddess Podcast with Jessica Ancaya. Follow the Holistic Keto Goddess on social media like Pinterest, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have any questions about today's show or how you can live a healthier life, visit holisticketogoddess.com and go more in depth with blogs and healthy living resources. Like, share, subscribe, and listen wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening to the Holistic Keto Goddess Podcast with Jessica Ancaya.